From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Egypt's army says it has found debris from the downed Egypt Air jet around 300 kilometers north of Alexandria in the Mediterranean Sea. Brigadier General Mohamed Samir, an Egyptian army spokesman, said in a statement on Friday that personal belongings of passengers and parts of the plane were found floating in the water. Search teams are scouring the Mediterranean Sea looking for the main wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the meeting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the aim is to determine if Israelis and Palestinians can ultimately see their way to a final status agreement that meets the needs of all parties.
It's not the failure of the United States or any other country to bring people back to the table. It's the failure of those countries themselves to make the decision to come back to the table.
Kerry said that despite past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, resuming the process remains an enormously high priority to the Obama administration. Saleh Abdeslam, the leading suspect in last November's Paris terror attack, will face questions from French investigators Friday for the first time since he was extradited from Belgium last month. His testimony is hoped to provide some insight into the strategies used by Islamist extremists. He could also provide any detail about connections between attacks in Paris and Belgium, which were both carried out by the Islamic State group. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. A second Nigerian schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago on a raid on her school is reportedly back at home. A Nigerian military spokesman identified her as Sarah Luka. The military is expected to release details of her rescue later. She is the second of 219 abducted girls to be rescued. The first rescued girl met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Thursday in Abuja.
Although we cannot do anything to reverse the horrors of her past, federal government can and will do everything possible to ensure that the rest of her life takes a completely different course.
The government has been pressured by activists to rescue the remaining girls taken from their northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok on April 14, 2014. More than 200 girls are still missing. China has warned Taiwan against pursuing independence, this just hours after the island's first female president was sworn into office on Friday. If independence is pursued, it will be impossible to have peace and stability in the Taiwan Straits, China's Taiwan Affairs Office said in a statement. Taiwan's new president is calling for positive talks with China. Tsai Ing-wen's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party won a landslide victory over the Beijing-friendly Nationalist Party earlier this year. Professor Jin Lang at the School of International and Public Affairs of Zhejiang University is among the experts who believes that tensions will increase.
I think Beijing will become more suspicious to her simply because she didn't want to mention about One China.
China claims sovereignty over Taiwan and insists the two eventually unify, but Tsai prefers Taiwan to bolster its own autonomy. The United States says it is looking forward to working with the new administration. The Sudan government hopes the Obama administration will grant a visa to President Omar al-Bashir to attend this year's UN General Assembly in New York. Information Minister Ahmed Bilal says President Bashir has been invited by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to attend the General Assembly in September. He said the United States is obligated as host to grant a visa to President Bashir. Bashir has been indicted by the ICC for war crimes he allegedly committed in Sudan's Darfur region, where it has been estimated at least 300,000 people were killed and 2 million displaced. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.